morning, everyone. Welcome to the American Journal. We're excited that you are joining us. Happy Halloween, everyone. I know. I have no fun. I should have dressed up. The control room just pitched an idea to me, and they're about a couple of days past at this point. They should have pitched it to me sooner. I mean, it would have been great. We all could have been ICE agents. They could have been ICE agents. I could have been Christy Noem. But here we are.
You got the look.
It's not too late.
So wait, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Myself. I thought that was scary enough, Matt.
Yeah. I'm sticking with the monkey mask this year.
I'm going to need a photo of that. That should be pretty amazing. Well, listen, I mean, we're waiting to see what Christy Noem's going to come out and say. We're waiting for her to give a press conference. She's in Illinois right now. As expected, Noem is rejecting the Illinois governor's request to pause ICE operations. I believe she's going to be in Illinois for that one, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to cover the press conference she was at yesterday, though. So we'll be there for that. Also, the FBI, just a few moments ago, Kash Patel coming out, the director of the FBI, saying that they stopped potentially a terror attack on Halloween. Now, they're not giving you any details, which I do not like. I'm not going to get excited for this. As many of you guys know, the FBI has entrapped so-called terrorists, and then they claim to arrest those terrorists and foil their plots. But the reality of it is, in the past, we've seen that the FBI is the one behind the scenes doing the terror plotting and then immediately making the arrest. It's an interesting game they play. I also don't like the fact that Kash Patel came out with his statement, dropped it, and then ran away before giving us any details. He's done that to us before. I've told you guys about the whistleblowers when he came out and said that the FBI whistleblowers were coming back. I called for comments, their attorneys, only to find out they were still on hold, waiting to speak to individuals. They were speaking to individuals at the DOJ, didn't actually have a deal mapped out. They quickly hung up on me, and that's when I knew Kash Patel was a little ahead of himself. That deal was then finalized a week later. And as many of you guys know, he also announced the arrest of a Charlie Kirk suspect, individual who was allegedly killed Charlie Kirk. Well, apparently that was not the case. And so we'll sit back and wait, but the FBI, even though it's under new leadership, has a habit of still misleading the American people. So we'll sit back and wait to see if there's a press conference coming. I did ask the FBI if they intend on having a press conference. No word back as of yet. But we're following a lot of things right now. We're following the government shutdown. We're in day 30 of that. A lot happening on that front. Democrats are really losing the argument because, again, they want to pretend like this is the Republicans who have been doing this. But in fact, it is, in fact, Democrats doing it. So they're being confronted with the facts by some unlikely characters, actually. So we look forward to bringing you the update on that. I'll also be bringing you an update on Arctic Frost. We're expecting more documents to be dumped very, very soon. But there's some things that we did learn, and you may have seen it on Alex's show yesterday. Once we came off air on this show, I did some digging, and we did find Alex's name in the latest document dump. So I'll bring a little bit about that in just a little bit. Also, James Comey, he wants the criminal charges against him dropped because he said Ted Cruz asked some very confusing questions, and he didn't mean to lie. He just was confused. No, I'm serious, folks. That was just in the latest court filing from his attorneys. It's outrageous, but this is the new narrative that they're trying to spin up over there. Also, you know, obviously Indian nationals, I'll say, have a habit of scamming. We know this. Many of you at home have received the calls. But what if I told you that they were actually here in the United States trying to scam the American people out of CDLs? Yeah, well, it happened. It's happening. It's been going on for over a decade now. We've done some digging, and I've pulled up a lot of court records which prove just that. So I will be calling out the scammers today. It is a much bigger issue than just a couple of illegal aliens driving trucks through our country. It's bigger than that. There's a whole system that is absolutely corrupted. We look forward to exposing that on today's show. So there's a lot to dive into on that front. So don't go anywhere. We've got more American Journal coming your way. Also, folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over to alexjonesapp.com. Download the app. I don't know how many more times I have to tell you this. We just launched the Android version. And if you haven't done so already, you got to download the app. That's how you stay in touch with us, of course. And then you get a cool 20% off promo code you can go use over at the alexjonesstore.com. And there's so many incredible items. We just launched Methylene Red, so grab some of that in the meantime. We'll be right back.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the American Journal. I'm excited that you are all joining me. Happy Halloween. I'm sorry I didn't dress up for you. I actually never dress up for Halloween, but I just got pitched an actual great idea. And I'm kind of disappointed that we didn't do it, but we're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot happening all around the world that we're going to be breaking down for you on this program. We're waiting to see. Chrissy Noem, the Secretary of DHS, is apparently rejecting the Illinois governor's request to pause ICE operations for Halloween. Yeah, you heard that right. So there might be a press conference held there. We will be looking out for that. We're also waiting to see. I've reached out to the FBI for comments because FBI Director Kash Patel put out a statement on X earlier today, and it has something to do with a terror attack that they're claiming that they ended. Like, there was supposed to be a terror attack on Halloween, and somehow they foiled it. So they're trying to take a victory lap here. Now, this sounds great. I want to celebrate this, obviously, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you that, yeah, this is very likely. It's not. It's very likely, because we have heard time and time again that the FBI prevented a terror attack. Then when you read through the court documents, you find out that the FBI was actually the ones who were plotting it with the alleged suspect. So again, we're going to wait to see that. We're also going to wait to see if he does have more details, because time and time again, I keep catching Kash Patel putting out statements prematurely before there's even an actual fact to back up the statements he's making. I told you already about the FBI whistleblowers. He put out a statement saying they were coming back into the agency, that they have reached an agreement. That wasn't the case, because I called their attorneys to get comments, and they were like, we're in a meeting right now with the DOJ. No. And they hung up. But a week later, the deal was actually finalized. So Kash Patel has a habit of doing this. So tread lightly on that subject. Also, remember when he told you that the suspect who was allegedly involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination, well, that suspect wasn't arrested. He told you it was. So we tread lightly on these issues. We tread very, very lightly on these issues. So we'll keep our eye on that. But in the spirit of Halloween, President Trump and Melania Trump came back from Asia, but they actually had their event over at the White House yesterday, and they welcomed a bunch of really cute, spooky characters to the White House yesterday. Okay, this is my favorite. Not gonna lie. This mama really passed this one here. It's a McDonald's drive-thru with two kids in the cart. And you know, this was a way to win over President Trump's heart. It was actually very creative and really cool looking. I like this one. I also really liked this moment when President Trump started messing with this kid. He did this the first time over at the White House, his first term, where he places the treat or the candy on the kid's head and goes, go, don't drop it. Don't drop it. And you got to walk straight. And he watches and carries through. It's a great moment for the president. We love to see it, of course. We love to see everything that he's doing over there. I mean, the kids love it. I love to see it. It's even better because he's not creepy. There you go. This is the moment. This is Melania doing it. She had so much fun. The best part about this, folks, is none of these kids got sniffly yesterday. I know it's a bad joke to crack, but yeah. The creepy Joe Biden, who used to sniff children at the White House. Not a single one of those children had to get sniffed yesterday. So that's the good news. That is the very good news. But we're keeping our eye on the White House. President Trump isn't staying at the White House today. According to his schedule, he will be heading. Oh, here you go. Oh, then he bites the kid. This is Joe Biden, in case you guys are listening audio only. He's biting and sniffing a child. Oh, creepy Joe. Creepy Joe. Yeah, there you go. a poor baby. Probably had to get a vaccine for rabies afterwards. But folks, obviously a lot happening there. We're keeping our eye on President Trump's schedule as well, because he's not staying in D.C. today. He is heading over to the beautiful, beautiful West Palm Beach. He's going to be at Mar-a-Lago this weekend. And he's earned it. He's earned it. I mean, he spent a lot of days over in Asia working out some big, big deals. And so this is good. We like to see this. So good on him. We'll follow him, of course, in case anything pops up there. But in case you haven't noticed, we're on day 30 of the government shutdowns. Now, it's been quite the interesting 30 days. Both sides are blaming each other. Democrats, I'd say, are the ones truly responsible for all of this. I don't think there's good guys on both sides. I don't really care enough about it. I could tell you this, though. This is strictly Democrats to blame. And that really doesn't have a lot of people being very honest. It's so bad, though, right now, that Democrats are trying their very best to push this off as a Republican government shutdown. Right? They keep saying, oh, Republicans run all three branches of government. They're the ones who are doing the shutdown. Well, that's not what's happening right now. If you understand how, you know, government functions, you know, you need a couple of Dems to support it in the Senate. And they continue to reject the current CR. So when people like Hakeem Jeffries go on CNN and they try their very best to spew lies about all of this, it's really, really bad, because CNN is even like trying to fact check him in real time. And you know that's really bad when it's CNN. Take a listen.
Said that Mike Johnson's not willing to sit down and have a conversation. Y'all did have a phone conversation, I believe you said earlier today. Who initiated that call? Was that you or was that Speaker Johnson?
It was a call from Mike Johnson. It was very brief. And it wasn't a substantive discussion in terms of finding a path forward.
But was he calling to talk about the government shutdown?
I mean, you could say that was in the ballpark, but, you know, it was a private conversation that will remain private. However, nothing meaningful came out of it, again, because Donald Trump has not given Mike Johnson permission to enter into a bipartisan negotiation. Caitlin, I mean, House Republicans have been literally on vacation for the last 5 weeks. They've canceled votes 5 consecutive weeks in a row. They are uninterested in doing anything other than jamming their partisan Republican spending bill down the throats of the American people. And as Democrats, we've made clear we will not support a partisan Republican spending bill that continues to gut the health care of the American people. Period. Full stop.
I love it when they end, period. Full stop. It's so dramatic and theatrical, as if what he said had any actual value to it. He is full of it. You see, he doesn't want to tell you the reality is that Democrats don't want to come to the table on any of this. Illegal aliens is their red line. They want funding for their illegals. And guess what? President Trump's red line is not giving funding for illegal aliens. So things aren't looking too good. Things aren't looking too good. I want to play clip two for you, because things, again, are getting so bad, that people like Senator Fetterman are calling out the radicals within their own party. But most importantly, he's telling you the unspoken truth. And that truth is that his fellow Democrats are afraid of those same radicals. Take a listen.
As a Democrat, I am incredibly, I've been disappointed, and I refuse to have a political gamble that's going to put those kinds of food security for 42 million Americans at risk on this. Now, some people might be afraid of the extreme left, but I am not one. I am not one of those Dems. And
did you hear that? Some in his own party might fear those radicals within their own party, but he's claiming he's not one of them. Well, that is incredible to hear, because for a very long time now, we've been telling you that the radicals within their own party, I would say the terrorists within their own party, are holding them hostage, and those also known as communists. And John Fetterman is telling you the quiet part out loud. His fellow Dems are afraid of them, because again, they are terrorists. So what you're seeing unravel here is obviously a big, big issue. It's so big right now that a lot of these big CEOs can't even front anymore. They understand what's going on here. And although they're not even into politics, the reality of it is the airline industry is in fact a good indicator of where our economy is heading. And this is going to eventually, if it keeps dragging on, It is going to affect our economy. It's costing us billions and billions of dollars. But Democrats don't care because they'll just keep putting this on the presidency and saying that this is a stain on President Trump. But again, it's not that case. That's not the case. I want you to listen to clip three because the United Airlines CEO, Scott Kirby, is calling it out. And he's someone who's not even partisan. Take a listen.
It's putting stress on people. It's not fair to those people. It's also putting stress on the economy. You know, the first couple of weeks, this had no impact on the economy. But as every day goes by, the impacts start to grow. And airlines are a pretty good real-time indicator of the economy. And we start to see still minor, but steep booking impact. And you see that happening in the economy. We put the whole economy at risk. And so it's been 30 days. And while I don't have a position on which partisan side and how things should be settled with healthcare, it has been 30 days. I also think it is time to pass a clean CR, use that as the opportunity to get into a room behind closed doors and negotiate hard on the real and substantive issues that the American people want our politicians on both sides of the aisle to solve.
Now, that's not what they're trying to do here, folks. They don't want to meet in the middle. And meet in the middle means not fund illegal aliens. Democrats have made that their top priority. Those are their voters moving forward. They don't want mass deportations. They're trying to slow it down to the best of their abilities. They are trying to cut back funding. And like I told you, there's thousands and thousands of applications pouring in for those who are looking to become ICE agents. Now that people aren't being paid, those who work within ICE, they are trying their best to make it look less desirable, those roles. It's one of the many layers to all of this. And again, Democrats have said the quiet part out loud, that this is their perfect opportunity to create this type of standoff. It's now or never. And they've said that to you. The whip leader has said that to you. We've heard that. Now, when it comes to all of this, many just are afraid. They are truly afraid. I want to play clip 14 for you. Because the Senate leader, Senator Thun, is calling out and trying to grill Democrats on their statements. Take a listen.
What's been said by some of the Democrat leadership here just in the last few days since the government actually shut down, that, of course, is the Democrat leader, Senator Schumer, who said every day gets better for us, commenting about the government shutdown. And my simple observation is, better for who? For you? Because you think you're winning politically? What about the air traffic controllers? What about the TSA agents? What about the American troops? What about our Border Patrol agents? What about the people who work in this building? What about the 40 million Americans that are going to not get SNAP benefits starting on Saturday if the government doesn't open up? But every day gets better, according to Senator Schumer. And then, of course, this last week, there was the House Democrat whip who said, of course, there will be families that are going to suffer, but it is one of the few leverage times we have. Of course, there are families that are going to suffer. Yeah, true. But doesn't matter, because we got leverage. Then, of course, we have a third one here, one of our colleagues here in the Senate, the senator from Delaware, who said this in an interview. Frankly, this is our only moment of leverage. And although a very unpleasant tool to use. Yeah, it's unpleasant. It's unpleasant unless you're a Democrat who thinks that this gives you a moment of leverage.
They do deem this as a moment of leverage. And so they're going to continue the shutdown to go on because they don't care. These people don't care. You know, we live in crazy times because John Fetterman is getting extremely base these days. I don't even know how to describe it, right? Because I get it, right? He does live in Pennsylvania, so he does have to be moderate, although I've seen his voting records. It doesn't really match up to a lot of the things he says. But he's coming out here, and he's saying a lot. He's saying a lot. And you know it's going to tick those off on the left. So whether it's to gain political points or whether it's being authentic, I think it's a mix of both. I want you to listen to clip 15 because he's fired up. And he's got a message for Dems. Take a listen.
We can't even get our shit together and just open up our government.
Schumer said this gets better politically every day for Democrats. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, ask the hungry people on Saturday. You know, it's like, that's the thing. You know, Americans are not leveraged. This is not some shitty game show about who's winning or whatever. It's just like we have to be better than this and just open this up. And I do, you know, talk to any number of Republicans who they agree that we have this conversation about extending these tax credits.
Yeah. This man is probably the only logical one right now that they have on board in the Democratic Party. They have shifted so far, commie, that people like him sound reasonable. I mean, this was a guy who I used to crack jokes on for never really having a real job, never dressing appropriately for work, being a liberal, but he now looks moderate, folks. He now looks moderate. President Trump has had enough. He's seen enough. He's ready for the nuclear option. You heard when we had Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, on this program. She was ready for this weeks ago. President Trump took to Truth Social yesterday to sound off on the issue. And it's quite fascinating because, again, I know a lot of people don't like the nuclear option. But here he is. Get rid of the filibuster and make America great again. That is what President Trump is now calling on. So here we go, heading into November 1st, when these EBT cards aren't going to load up. The endless threats on social media of these individuals who have been freeloading off the government, telling us that they are going to start attacking and robbing us. Democrats would love that. They would love that. President Trump, done. Don't even work with these people. Get the nuclear option. Let's go. Let's move on. I love this image. I'm all in for it at this point. These people are scumbags. Move on. Can't work with them. They're communists. Speaking of communists, let's turn to another story, because we've been digging into Arctic Frost. Yesterday, when we wrapped up the show, I went and we did some digging, and we found out that one of our very own was again in the document dump. Alex Jones was in, I think it was like page 578 of the 1700 pages. Alex, 558. Thank you, Matt. We found Alex Jones's name in it. And long behold, it is a subpoena. Oh, wait, I've got it. I brought this into work today. It's in my bag with everything else. It is a subpoena. And if you're wondering what they were trying to say, folded papers, this is the most unprofessional thing one could do. Sorry, folks.
Document cam, please.
Here we go here. Oh, look who it is. Mr. Alex Jones. You're wondering what they were looking for. They were looking for his communications with Event Strategies, Inc. Now, of course, this has to do with the organizing of the permitted J6 rally. Not just the boss man, it's also Roger Stone, General Michael Flynn, John Eastman, Rudy Giuliani, Kimberly Guilfoyle, and so many people you probably have heard of before. They wanted their communications. I'm pretty sure, because I have not spoken to Alex, I'm pretty sure when I was on his show, though, the other day, when we talked about his name popping up. Sorry, this paper looks so bad. I'm going to toss it aside. His name popping up in the first drop that came from Chairman Jim Jordan's office. He said that was the result likely of, and we still haven't gotten the information on this, but we're looking into it, of a subpoena that he challenged when they wanted his communications, and the court sided with Alex. So it's very likely that it was the subpoena he was referring to here. Now, keep in mind, we found this just the day before, and you'll notice that there is an attorney's name cited in the left column. And then it looks like it's like a response email. And the subject line is Alex Jones' cell phone. So if you put it all together, and I had to make an assumption, and again, this is my opinion, I would tell you that it looks like, based on our findings so far, as we continue to dig into this a little bit, that it looks like the government was unable to get a copy of Alex's cell phone records, his communications. And so there may have been, in my opinion, this is not factual because we do not have the evidence to back this up, there may have been an attorney who may have forwarded it over. And we don't know if it was requested. We don't even know if this is an email. I've called. I spoke with my sources. They're digging into this for us. But essentially, it's not going to go unsolved. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And we've talked about it before. We've talked about how the J6 committee was able to get their hands, little grimy hands, on certain things, and they wanted to hand it over to the FBI because the FBI didn't have the legal authority to obtain those things. Phone records, things of that nature. Adam Kingsinger was looking to do just that, according to reports. And so we sit back and we go, Arctic Frost. It looks like all of these people who were involved in Arctic Frost were just trying to find ways to go around not obtaining warrants, not going to actual judges for these things. Unless, of course, you're Judge James Boasberg. Then you'll let it slide. You don't need to see much. We heard that he was the individual responsible for not telling Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, that they were looking to tap his lines. I want you to listen to clip 4 because Congressman Byron Donalds has seen enough and he wants Boasberg out. Take a listen.
We should know. Number one, Judge Boasberg was the judge who signed off on all this stuff. He needs to lose his seat as a judge. Right. That needs to go. Number two, they need to be called into Congress. But the third part is, because Congress will happen, we'll do that stuff. The Department of Justice is really going to have to go through this. And if there were criminal violations, they have to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is worse than Watergate. As much as everybody wants to talk about Watergate and everything around Richard Nixon, this is significantly worse because while they were using the judicial system to go after their political rival, they were also in the background protecting Joe Biden from the American people with the Auto Pen investigation and then silencing the American people through social media, strong-arming media companies to silence the voices of Americans. This is the most corrupt presidential administration, the Biden administration, in the history of our country. Heads need to roll.
Yeah, that did happen. All of that happened. So yeah, heads do need to roll. We're hopeful that's going to take place. It looks like, though, according to reports, there's some changes being made, but not enough. We'll have Mike Howell join the show in a little bit later in the program because he's sounding off. He's over at the Oversight Project. And not enough. People are being tossed from the FBI. Now, we are hearing reports that those who were involved have since been fired, but not everyone. Not everyone. And Mike's going to sound off on just that. But in the meantime, head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com because you're going to notice we're having a party over there. It's 25% off site-wide right now for Halloween. So claim your 25% off promo code, or you don't even need a code, just 25% off. Head on over right now. Get yourself some methylene red right now. We just launched that this week, and now it's 25% off for today only, it looks like. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. And celebrate Halloween with us. It's actually really cool because when you're going through the items, they have all these bats that fly around the website. So that's the reason you should also go in case you haven't done so already. All right, do that right now. In the meantime, though, we have a lot more to dig into, and I'm very excited that you are all joining us. James Comey's trying to come up with a lame excuse. He wants the charges against him dropped. You're wondering why. It's because he said, well, Ted Cruz asked some really confusing questions. And apparently that should be enough to drop the charges. I'll bring you the very latest on his latest court filing. Don't go anywhere. More to discuss in just a few moments.
I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence. And you hear him more and more saying the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack, in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know. Folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it, and they believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed, too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Halloween. Got some spooky things going on over here, specifically with the deep state operatives, of course. We're excited that you're joining us. I'm keeping my eye, though, on the FBI right now. FBI Director Kash Patel, a couple of hours ago, said on X that there was some type of terror attack that has been stopped by the agency. Now, of course, folks, I tell you, approach with caution here, especially in the Michigan area, because the FBI field offices there are historically known for setting up and entrapping individuals into these terror so-called plots. So we'll wait to see. There's a press conference. I hope there is. We look forward to bringing you just that. Again, though, the FBI director has a history of jumping the gun, putting things out there before that they are fully ready to be released. Remember, I mean, he was the one who told you that they arrested the suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination just a couple of hours after Charlie was dead. That was not true. I also caught him putting out a statement about the FBI whistleblowers prior to that deal being finalized. And it wasn't finalized until a week later. So tread lightly, and we will keep our eye on that, of course. But I've also got my eye on something else, and it's the former guy, James Comey, who used to run the FBI. He is obviously facing criminal charges. As many of you know, he was indicted for lying and being a liar, giving false statements to Congress. But he just released a defense, I guess, yesterday in his court filings. He claimed that Ted Cruz asked some really confusing questions
And that's the reason why the charges should be dismissed. No, seriously, folks, if you actually read through this, it's about, I think, 29 pages long, like I did. He's ultimately saying that Ted Cruz kind of confused him. Because he was asking so many questions. That's his defense. Comey's lawyers assert that his response to Cruz's questions were literally true and insufficient to support a conviction. They are asking for this to all be dismissed. Now, they also say that these were cherry-picked statements that are being used against him. And they want to emphasize that the criminal law principles demand questioners frame those questions clearly to avoid forcing witnesses to just guess. Yeah, that's what he's going with here. Not true. Not true at all. But again, this is what's going on right now with James Comey. I mean, he's trying his very best to get all of this dismissed. He's even challenging whether it's legitimate, given the woman who's running the U.S. Attorney's Office over there in Virginia. So this is like him just grabbing for anything at this point. One would think that he should be thankful, honestly, for just this being the criminal charges he's facing right now, because he's done significantly worse, in my opinion. And this is like, this is the bottom of the barrel when you're trying to grab for something to throw at this guy. So again, he's not very happy about this. But speaking of that, I've been keeping an eye on a lot of these trucker stories. We keep hearing these stories about illegal aliens getting behind these semis and driving them all around our country. Of course, liberal states like New York and California and Illinois have no problem giving foreigners who they can't even vet the documents that they're turning over for these licenses, that they're legitimate. They even lie for them. They say that, oh yeah, they are proficient in English, and they're not. They're not. And sadly, we only find out when it's too late. But thankfully, DHS is not going to have that anymore. And they actually held a press conference yesterday, and it was aligned with the Indiana State Police. Now, they said that they had a good time trying to bust illegal aliens who were driving cars and being transported all around Northwest Indiana, yesterday. And ultimately, they apparently captured 223 illegal aliens on the highway. Now, this includes 146 truck drivers, according to them. And a lot of these individuals are coming from these states that are just popping out these CDLs, no questions asked. Chicago's Operation Midway Bliss, that's what they called it. Now, according to some of those arrests that were made during all of this, they ended up running to a couple of criminals who had priors regarding DUIs, drug trafficking, theft, burglary, assault, child abuse, domestic battery, and prostitution, and fraud. Now, more than 40 had commercial driver's licenses. And again, comes from these states, California, Illinois, New York. They are just giving these licenses out to anyone who strolls in. No care in the world about how dangerous this is, of course. And this issue is much bigger than just what you're hearing now. You know, I'm sitting back and I'm watching because the transportation secretary, Sean Duffy, is out here and he's issuing threats, pulling funding from California. That's one. DHS also is suing New York over its green light law where they're just popping out these driver's licenses to illegal aliens. So that's another angle from all of this. But Sean Duffy has a new idea that he's looking to implement in Clip 5. I want you to take a listen to just that.
If it doesn't get rectified by the state of California and other huge violators, other states, we're going to pull their ability to actually issue a CDL. You can't issue a commercial driver's license any longer. We're going to go after the schools that don't test these drivers to make sure they're proficiently equipped to operate these big rigs on our roads. We're going to go after them. We're going to go after every link in the chain that's allowing this to happen, because, I mean, you play these clips on your show, Will. It is horrific.
Okay. Did you hear that? They're going to start going after the schools. Now, you probably didn't know what's actually going on. Okay. The most recent arrest that we've seen regarding truck drivers who are illegal aliens, and they go out there and sadly they kill people because they don't know what they're doing. They don't speak English. They're not proficient in English. They don't understand our laws, and they lack common sense. These low IQ'd individuals who are getting behind the wheel of semi-trucks, these individuals are, they don't care. There's no empathy. We've allowed them into our country, and they're taking advantage of the system. But this isn't anything new. This isn't anything new. Now, I've reached out to the Department of Transportation because I'm looking for statistics as to how many more of these illegal aliens under the Biden administration were causing wrecks like that, because they tried their very best to not tell us the immigration status of those who were arrested for crimes. The Biden regime, whenever I'd reach out, would never answer that question. So I've reached out to the Department of Transportation to see if they have that data. Unfortunately, they did not get back to me, but we'll continue to dig into that because I think that is a massive issue. These issues just didn't randomly start under President Trump. It's very likely that the last administration was covering for these illegal aliens as they were going around and killing innocent people. But again, this isn't a new issue. You see, those who come from India have been scamming us for quite some time now. Not just, obviously, your typical phone scams, typical email scams. They've been scamming the American people. Again, let me say, they have been scamming the American people out of these CDLs. And it's well orchestrated. You just heard the transportation secretary say it, Sean Duffy. He's going to go after the schools. The schools are a major issue. And if you're wondering how major, all you have to do is just look at the last 10 years in California. There's been multiple arrests. So far, I've looked into over a half a dozen indictments, convictions. Indian nationals are coming to our country, ripping off our system so they could drive our trucks whenever they want. And they're all doing it together. It's a well-orchestrated job. Just between 2015 and 2022, there's been multiple arrests, of course. But you could just widen that net a little bit. So if I go and I search, this is what I was doing yesterday. I was searching those in California who have been convicted over the last 10 years of getting these CDLs, giving out these CDLs, and who was a part of all of it. Well, to my surprise, first off, they all have the same last names. But so many of these individuals who are owning trucking schools throughout the state of California have been indicted and convicted of trying to bribe the DMVs to give these illegal aliens who cannot read English, who cannot pass a test, their CDL. Now it gets worse. There's more and more names. You will continue to go through it and cycle through it. I also posted some of them on X as well because there were just so many criminal indictments. One of these convicted individuals was apparently the owner of a trucking school in Sacramento. He was indicted and charged on conspiracy, bribery, and fraud. Again, another one was doing the same exact thing, bribing DMV employees, and he pled guilty. Another one. I mean, you just keep going through it. The list is endless at this point. And again, admitted to accepting bribes to obtain, this is a DMV employee who's also Indian, admitted to accepting bribes to obtain CDLs for unqualified drivers. I mean, I was just going through all of these accusations. We could sit here and map it all out for you. All you have to do, if you want to look this up yourself, fact check me, do it. Go over to Google. Just type in Indian, arrested, charged, whatever you want to say it, for handing out CDLs in California. And bam, you'll just see a bunch of stories populate over the last 10 years. California knows this is going on. They probably just don't want to call it out because, again, you don't want to be called a mean name. But there's a consistency here. They are helping illegals who are Indian get these licenses by companies that are owned by Indians. The DMV employees are Indian, the ones that we've seen thus far. And then the trucking companies they're working for are, get this, owned by Indians. The scamming amongst these people is extensive. I mean, just look at this. We'll just keep scrolling. This was me all day yesterday. There was tons and tons of content when you just look about who's ripping off the DMVs. This isn't anything new. This has been ongoing for over a decade now. I mean, again, I could just pull up one article. And sadly, these people just keep complying with this. Two pleaded guilty to a scam to bribe DMV employees to issue commercial driver's licenses. Four others charged. Two defendants, including a California DMV employee, pleaded guilty on Tuesday. This was back in 2015, to charges stemming from a scheme to sell commercial driver's licenses to buyers who never took the required tests. In addition to Tuesday's guilty pleas, four more individuals, including two other DMV workers, were charged in a 17-count indictment unsealed on Friday. And this investigation was being led by ICE, HSI, and obviously the DMVs in California. And according to their court records, this was all taking place between 2011 and 2015. The owners of these three truck driving schools acted as a broker, accepting money from individuals who wanted to obtain Class A CDL without taking and passing the required written and behind-the-wheel tests. The broker used the money to bribe DMV employees to enter false information into the DMV's database, indicating that individuals had passed the test. This resulted in the DMV issuing official driver's licenses to individuals who were not qualified to receive these licenses. And you just look at the names. And again, you just keep clicking around. The driver schools have been convicted of this. DMV employees have been convicted of this. And then a lot of the trucking companies are Indians. I'm assuming that's that they're looking out for their own there. Another individual was sentenced, this was back in 2019. This is according to our own federal government, the DOJ's website, was sentenced today to 3 years and 3 months in prison for participating in a scheme to bribe DMV employees to provide California commercial driver's licenses to unqualified drivers. He pleaded guilty to conspire to commit bribery, to commit identity fraud, and to commit unauthorized use of a computer. Why is it that when they come into our country, they're still scamming us? The list goes on. And we're just like working our way through it. So for those of you at home right now who are sitting there going, oh, there's no way. No, there is a way. This has been going on for quite some time. Even another story in 2022. Again, another Indian. And I don't know what their official immigration status is of those who own the companies who are charged in this situation. But I could tell you, that those who are there helping scheme the system are Indian. The companies are being owned by Indians. And then they all have the same last name. Doesn't mean that they're family. Maybe they are. But again, this list goes on and on and on. Some of our own government's been accusing them for quite some time now. And many have been convicted of these crimes. And it's really bad because I don't think people understand the long-term issue to all of this. If we have DMVs that are just popping out these licenses and allowing these individuals to run semis all around our country, as someone who sat back over the last 4 or 5 years and watched the Biden regime brought in all of these illegal aliens who we didn't know what countries they were coming from, but they came from countries that hate us, it is very likely that we just brought in a group of people who are likely going to carry out a terror attack here on U.S. soil. In fact, I know Joe can't keep signing off on all of this by putting out all of this information out there and telling you, the American people, that it's very likely that they are plotting an attack because these Islamists are posting this online. They are threatening us online. There was just another one that I just posted, Sarah Adams sharing this, that there is very likely going to be a homeland attack. And we know this because Joe Kent over at DNI with Tulsi Gabbard is putting out the information that you and I both need to see all of this. Now, it's not just them. I want to play clip six for you because clip six is the individual who's running ICE right now who wants to tell you that it's very likely that with all of this going on right now with the CDLs, that they are very likely going to be using these trucks to carry out terrorist attacks all across the country. Take a listen.
It is also part of our national security mission with ICE because millions of illegal aliens that came to the United States under the last administration were unvetted. The problem is we don't know what they're carrying across state lines in an 18-wheeler. Terrorists will stop at nothing to harm the United States, and it's well within the realm of possibility that some of these trucks and some of these semi-trucks that are traversing our nation's highway could be carrying toxic chemicals, bombs, or God knows what.
It is very likely that that is what's taking place. You see, we've imported a group of people that hate this country. They hate the West. They hate you if you're Christian, Jewish, Hindu. They hate all of it. And so right now we're all just sitting ducks at this point. Because the DMVs are just popping out these licenses like it's nothing. You know, we've reported, I've reported it. As egregious as it is, our New York is giving out driver's licenses to illegal aliens without even knowing their first names. No name is listed on the driver's licenses. We've seen two cases of those. The DMV in New York saying, oh, yeah, that's real. It's not fake. Yeah, I mean, we're following the rules. We're allowed to give them no name IDs. But you better get your real ID. The absurdity is really off the charts here, folks. But this is what's going on right now in our country. We need to be outlining this because the threat is real. It is happening. And right now we're all just sitting around waiting to see if something does take place. I want to turn to an announcement that came out yesterday. It was a report initially from Fox. According to their sources, there's an ongoing investigation into Black Lives Matter. The DOJ is investigating whether top officials over at BLM misled donors who contributed tens of millions of dollars during the 2020 protests. Huh. Wouldn't that be strange? Subpoenas and at least one search warrant have been issued in the recent weeks. It's all part of their probe to go after the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, Inc., and other groups that fueled the mass protest over police, over police violence and racism. That's according to the Associated Press. According to them also, this is all being ran out of the Central District of California, U.S. Attorney's Office right now. Now, in case you didn't know, BLM raised over $90 million in donations in 2020 after George Floyd overdosed all fentanyl. Now, that's not what the Associated Press said. That's what I'm telling you. Again, the foundation faces financial scrutiny after many accused them of misusing money. In 2022, the BLM foundation leaders acknowledged using donations to buy a $6 million property in Los Angeles. Now, that pad included six bedrooms, and six bathrooms. Must be nice. Must be nice to be a Marxist. Now, again, the woman you see on your screen right now, she was the one who was running BLM at the time. She has since resigned because, well, obviously it's very controversial, her personal real estate purchases, claiming that this was all done to improve their group. So not really surprising, folks. Not really surprising. I'm going to turn to another story. This is good news. This is very good news. According to BX on X, which I highly recommend you give her a follow if you haven't done so already, she's one of the very few people going out there and going after pedophiles. And I love reading her content because she is the only journalist I know who is out there and fighting these individuals who are causing harm. They are targeting her. And she's a great person, but she has some good news for us. It makes me feel a little optimistic. In a tweet thread that she posted yesterday on X, she announced that the DOJ has officially brought on terrorism charges against a member of 764. Now, in case you didn't know who they are a pedophile satanic group that operates on the dark web mainly. They also have multiple group chats where they send back content back and forth. They target children. I don't think I've ever said it publicly, but they also tried to add me to their Telegram group chat as well, sending me death threats as well. They are viciously going after BX on X as well. They are a vicious group of individuals, and they commit disgusting, disgusting, repulsive crimes against children. All of them should be executed publicly at this point. Many are overseas, and so it's very difficult for the FBI to get them. There are some based here in the United States, and this individual, who is now accused of committing heinous crimes, is being charged as a terrorist. This individual's name is 21-year-old Baron Martin. He was just indicted on 29 felony counts, including sexually exploiting children, cyber-stalking, animal crushing. I can't even tell you that story without crying. Conspiracy to commit murder, wire fraud, and provoking material support to terrorists. I'm going to give you some of the details from this indictment. I read through like half of it and I had to stop because it's really, really upsetting. But according to the DOJ, they are alleging that this individual targeted children online, had them sending him videos of them committing heinous crimes against themselves. One of the videos, apparently, according to the indictment, alleges that they had him, or they had this child carving swastikas into the symbols itself, I'm sorry, into their body. Another accusation that this individual is facing is graphic, so I'll spare you the graphic part, but killing one of their family pets and feeding it to another family pet. The X on X, if you haven't followed already, please do address that. She's the only one out there fighting. She is fighting the good fight against this. Again, this is a very important thing. I think she was the one who mainly put this on the FBI's radar as well. Cash Patel speaking highly of, well, not directly her posting, but he's the one who's now putting a bigger kind of platform for this group. And it's all thanks to the incredible work that she's done. Again, they're going after children, and to me, there's nothing more heinous than that. Folks, if you have kids, you got to have a conversation with them. These are people online who gather information that's publicly available, and they do threaten them. They are apparently, others who have been indicted apparently were swatting their homes, the victim's home, so they knew that we know where you live, forcing them to send back images of themselves, videos of themselves doing embarrassing things. And so they're blackmailing these children. You got to have the talk with your kids. If your child finds themselves in this situation, they need to not be embarrassed. They need to ask for help. It only gets worse. It only gets worse. But thankfully, it looks like the FBI is stepping in now. And one so far has been charged as a terrorist. And he's probably going to spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted on all of these allegations. I would love to just see him get put to death at that point if he's convicted. All right, we got a lot more happening here on the American Journal. Do not go anywhere. We're going to kick off the second hour with a bunch of wild stories. Also, Dan Lyman, one of our very own reporters, will be joining me in a little bit as well. He's got a lot that he's been covering, and I look forward to having him on the show to break down his latest reports over on Infowars.com. If you haven't done so already, we're celebrating Halloween over at the AlexJonesStore.com. We're giving you 25% off right now. It's a great discount that you could use to purchase some Methylene Red, what we just launched earlier this week. I've got mine here. That's what I've been using all morning today. Head on over to the website, grab some Methylene Red, you pair it up with the Methylene Blue. One of you actually just called me out on X and said if you pair up both and you put it together, you could get Methylene Purple. Now, I don't know how that's going to taste, but head on over to the shop right now, thealexjonesstore.com, and grab yourself some Methylene Red with Methylene Blue. 25% off just today only. So do just that right now.
Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus. It is so amazing. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively, limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. And just like you said, Alex, we have suppliers that we work with, manufacturers that we work with in Florida, Utah, Arizona, and other places. We reached out to all of them and we asked them for a formula that would super enhance the effects of Methylene Blue, but also work as a standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement.
That man, the back computer, picked up a transmission from Alex Jones. And he's holding some kind of red serum.
Indeed, that appears to be Ultra Methylene Red, a powerful supplement, perhaps too powerful if it were to fall into criminal hands.
Holy neurotransmitters, Batman. What if the Riddler gets a hold of it? He could outthink us for once.
Precisely why we must act swiftly, old chum. To the Batmobile.
There he is, Batman.
What's red, bottled, and
drives your brain batty with brilliance? Ultra Methylene Red, of course.